Greetings, this is Brother Steve again with the Daily Devotions. Okay, we've been talking about fear. First of all, we looked a little bit about what fear is. It's an emotion that we feel when we're alarmed or afraid, or when something that might hurt us is, when we're faced with something that might hurt us or whatever. And then we also looked at how fear affects us in our life, and especially in our Christian life, and, you know, especially the way fear can hinder us. And also then we also looked at whether, you know, is fear, is there a good fear and is there bad fear? Is fear a sin? And so we looked at some of the areas where fear would be a sin, where it's connected with unbelief towards God. And also looked at Revelation 21, I think it is, where it talks about the list of those who will be in the lake of fire, starting with the fearful and the unbelieving. Okay, now this time we want to just shift a little bit, and I want to look at a few things that are antidotes to fear. So, first of all, you might wonder, some of you might wonder, so what is an antidote? An antidote is, just give you the Webster's definition, a medicine to counteract the effects of poison or of anything noxious taken into the stomach. And the other one is whatever tends to prevent mischievous effects or to counteract the evil which something else might produce. So an antidote is something that cancels out something that is bad. When somebody gets bitten by a snake or something like that, for some snake venom, there is an antidote. There is a medicine that you can take that basically cancels out the effects of that poisonous venom that you might receive. And there's all kinds of different ways that antidotes that we use in our lives. And so I want to look at some antidotes for fear. What are some things that will cancel out fear in our life? And the one we want to look at this time is love. So love is also like fear. It is, we could say it's an emotion that we feel. And love, God is love, and the Bible is full of love. We, you know, the first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, soul, and strength. And so how does love counteract fear, or how is love an antidote to fear? How does that cancel out the effects of fear? So we could look at a few things. How that works. Okay, let's say, for example, we all know the love of a mother, whether it was a human mother or whether it is a mother bear, whatever it might be, as any sort of animal. And we know that there's a powerful instinct in a mother that will protect its young ones. And so, just for example, like, for instance, a cat that would normally be afraid of a dog and would run, when faced with the same fear in the presence of its little ones, it would stand up against it. And so in this case, this mother's love for its little one overrides the fear of that dog. And so it's willing to put itself in harm's way. Or like a chicken. I've heard the story already of a chicken that was burned in a fire. And after everything was burned off, the chicken was laying there dead. Somebody kicked it over and outruns several little chicks that were still nested underneath the mother hen's wings. And so in this case, again, the mother hen, its love for its chicks overrode the fear of the fire to the point where it was willing to even die to protect its little ones. And so that's one form, and we could also, you know, look at the God himself, so, or Jesus coming to the earth and dying for us. So because of his love for us, he was willing his love for us basically canceled the fear that he would have had of the suffering and the dying on the cross that he was to experience in the hands of evil men. But because of his love, this powerful force, this powerful emotion, basically canceled out that fear, and he no longer was afraid to come because the love was like an antidote to the fear. Even as it says it's in Hebrews. I can't pull it up right now, but it says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. So there was something beyond, something that overrode this fear. In this case, it's talking about joy, something that he was to experience beyond that. And so that overrode the fear, but also connected with love particularly. And so we could look at other examples as well. One example might be David. First of all, David, in taking care of the sheep, it says that he took down a lion, and another time took down a bear. So there again, David's natural fear of this wild beast was overridden or canceled out by his love and his dedication to his father's sheep. And so also the same way, when he came face to face with the giant Goliath, there again, there was this overwhelming love for the glory of God that basically canceled out the fear that he would have normally had for this huge man that was defying the armies of the living God. And so David, because of his zeal and his love for God, he faced this giant, and that basically canceled out the fear that he would have otherwise faced. 1 John chapter 4 is a good verse concerning that. Let's break in verse 16. 1 John 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Verse 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And then here's the verse, the verse that I wanted to point out is, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And then it goes on to say, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? So what exactly does this mean? What is it talking about here where it says there's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear? Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So I think it could mean a number of different things. You know, one of the things, again, we were talking about God's love for us, or Jesus' love for us, and how that canceled out that fear and gave him the boldness, the courage to face the cross. But it can also be the same way for us. You know, when we love God perfectly, when we have a perfect love for God, there's no room for fear. It says even there in verse 17 that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And so herein is our love made perfect, so that we are no longer bound with fear, but we can come to God completely trusting, loving, and committing ourselves to him, and that takes away the fear of God, or the fear that terror, that dread, that fear of being judged by the Almighty God. And so at the same way, let's say, for example, well, we just talked about David, but how does that apply to our own life, and in what ways does that work in our lives as we go about our go through this Christian life, and we, you know, God asks us to do something or whatever, because of our love for God, it cancels out the fear, and even in the sense of let's say, for example, a missionary going to a foreign field. You know, love for God and love for people, which is the first two commandments, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says we should love one. And then Jesus brings it back and he says we should love one another. Well, love one another as he loved us. And he gave himself for us. And so that love for God and the love for people, love for the souls of people, souls of men, basically cancels out the fear that we might otherwise face of traveling to a foreign land and, you know, living there with the natives and whatever else that we might face as a missionary dealing with those things. So again, that becomes an antidote to something that we would ordinarily be terrified of or afraid of. And so one of the things is a love for God, and also there is a trust, and we're going to get to that in another time. But there's a love for humanity, and, you know, those two together are driving people to all parts of the world throughout history in amazing ways. And again, just a powerful antidote for fear. So I think we're going to end it there for now, and then we have at least one more antidote that we want to talk about, and then some other things as well. So Lord bless you, and thank you for listening in.